Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we call up on the services of Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Heather, looked like a pretty good week, a pretty good way to end the trading week, especially for the grains. Kind of give us the rundown. How did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Yeah, it was definitely a nice first week of the 2019 marketing calendar here. We're looking at about a 7.5 cent gain on old crop March 19 corn, about 6.75 cent gain on beet 19 corn. If you look at beans, that's going to be our big winner week over week, showing the March 19 board up 26 cents, the November 19 board up 22.75. Those are kind of at the top end of this range we've been bouncing between here. So, good numbers to pay attention to right now. And then if you look at July 2019 Kansas City wheat, up about 8.25 cents week over week. So really good start to the 2019 year here.
Yeah, definitely sounds like it. Now let's hit one news item right away here. And announcement from USDA yesterday morning that they're going to, you know, postpone until government funding comes back. The WASDE report, the final production numbers from 2018, along with a number of other reports that were scheduled to be released on Friday, that's being postponed. How do you think the market's digesting that?
You know, I think there's a certain sense of uncertainty, anxiety, and maybe urgency that's getting thrown at the market right now because of this lack of concrete data. There's a lot of things that the market can trade just from feeling out certain transactions and certain market sentiments and the weather, obviously. But we're so used to trading the hard facts we get from USDA that without that, it creates kind of this, oh my gosh, where are things at? Are they really, you know, has export sales really happened the way we think? And then if so, how does that affect carry out? And, you know, if South America weather is really an issue, what is that? How would we tweak the balance sheet? What would that look like in South America? And so there's definitely some things that the reports are very necessary for, as far as concrete numbers go. Without it, we've got this kind of sense of urgency. And I think maybe we've seen a little bit more active volume and volatility here this last week in reference to not having those reports. The government comes back and we get funding sometime soon. There's going to be a little bit of a backlog of reports and things that need to come out, data that needs compiled. So we could get government funding and still not see a report for, you know, 5 to 7 days for all we know. I think that is kind of the general assumption, is sometime in that week time frame.
Now, you've mentioned weather a couple of times. Weather starting to become more and more of a story in South America, yes?
Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, we're getting really close to harvest time frame. So there's some concern that during the life of the crop where we're at right there in South America, we're actually getting too much rain is what I'm hearing in Argentina. Brazil's gotten some rain off and on. I think there's been enough drying pattern in between the rains that there doesn't seem to be that much concern over the Brazilian crop. It's mostly this Argentinian crop. So there's some widespread flooding going on down there. What that basically means is we could start seeing some issues here in, with harvest numbers, or excuse me, harvest progress in the next couple weeks if it stays this wet. Unfortunately, they're kind of having some of the same issues that we had here early on in the harvest season, where we had so much rain and then we get a few good days and then rain again. And that's kind of what Argentina is going through right now. So flooding is definitely a concern. You know, in the grand scheme of things, the market is not quite processing what a flood issue in Argentina means to the balance sheet and then what that means to global supply, that kind of thing, because obviously the USDA is in charge of the WASDE. So I think that's kind of a little bit up in the air. There's a little bit more of anxiety, excitement, anticipation around this weather event than maybe what we would normally see. Kind of one of those things like, hey, we're at the top end of the range again. So if you've got old crop beans that you're yet to price out and you're looking for some cash flow, like, take advantage of this rally that we've seen here in the last week. I think I mentioned earlier, March 19 board up 26 cents week over week. I mean, that's a really good premium to put back in a one-week time frame for beans. I think this is a good opportunity if you've got some stuff to clean up.
All right, just as we kind of wrap up, any other keys for January that you're kind of working through with clients?
You know, for us, we're definitely looking at getting all of our volume kind of together and, you know, what portion of the crop do we want to put into our floored averages, our standard daily high averages, our standard daily close averages. What kind of number do we want to set aside for some incremental pricing? What do we want to set aside for puts? So we're working through those numbers in January, specifically around the corn. We've kind of already got that established for beans. We had a little opportunity in December to get some things started. So we're working through that in January. Our averages will start either February 1 or March 1, just depending on, kind of client preference there. But we'll get those going here pretty quickly, and we'll be working through that and getting things going, cleaning up old crop as we continue to get these upside opportunities here with these little weather markets and, you know, political markets and that kind of thing.
All right, very good. Well, thank you so much for the insight this weekend. Do appreciate it very much. Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call them toll-free, 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. That's this week's Market Recap. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.